This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 366, Misha's IELTS Exam Experience.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear from a real student who just took the IELTS exam, what helped him, what went well, and what doubts he had on exam day. Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special guest today for the second time, Misha. There's some noises happening behind you. What's happening at your house right now?
Because it's my family is having breakfast. I'm having supper. Yes, it's too late. And eat something. So you're hearing these voices.
Hearing real family life in Russia. I love it. So, Misha, yes.
I'm sorry for these sounds.
No problem.
I cannot choose another room. You have to hear it.
It's nice.
And this is my kid also.
Yeah. No, that's totally fine. I am also used to having young voices in the background, and I'm sure lots of our listeners are as well. Okay. So, Misha, we are talking today because you just took the IELTS exam on Saturday, right?
Not this Saturday, previous Saturday. So okay. It already passed 10 days or...
Okay, awesome.
Or 9 days, I'm not sure.
So we've never had an episode like this where we get to talk to a real student who has recently taken the exam. Just to give your feedback on that, on your experience. So listeners, pay attention today. So this is going to help you prepare for your own exam day, right? Hearing what it's really like. So let's just go section by section here. So listening is first, of course. How did that go for you?
I want to describe my view, my perspective about how it began.
Okay.
Began. I'm sorry. So when I came to the hall, this was a hotel, and a huge hall, and there were, I'm not sure, but I counted more than 200 people.
Wow.
For this exam, and yes, the crowd was very huge, and I actually asked supervisor how many of them are going to pass academic exam and how many of them within the general.
Uh-huh.
So he told me, the supervisor, that approximately 150 were going to pass academic, and something around, this is how I counted, I'm not sure, but maybe 60-70 people were going to pass general, and my exam also was general, because I'm going to immigrate, and I was one of those who had general exam.
Okay, so did this make a difference on the listening exam, like having so many people around you? Was that distracting?
We were sitting in one hall, so we heard the same voice. I mean, who had general and who had academic health, because this is the same, listen to the same part. So, yes, I'm sorry about my kid. Yes, we had the same voice and the same amount of people. I'm not the same because I'm sorry. I mean the same because we were in one hall.
So, yeah. listeners. So
actually, it wasn't.
That's always going to be what happens on exam day. You're going to have all of academic and general doesn't matter. You guys take the same listening exam. Everything is the same. You just get a different writing question than the other people, but everything else is the same. You're still sitting next to the academic people doing the writing, doing everything. So yeah. So if you're a general exam taker, that's a good thing to know that you're still going to be in the group with all the academic people, because the only difference is there are different reading questions and a different writing question, but still you sit next to everybody else. So you're going to be in a big group of people. So that's something to be prepared for sure. So when you did take the listening exam, so guys, of course, Misha is a student in Three Keys IELTS. And so we want to get some strategies that helped him on exam day. Do you feel like you did well on the listening exam? Hey guys, what's shaking? If you are ready to get all the strategies and feel confident on your next IELTS exam, get into Three Keys IELTS today. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I'm sorry, Jessica. I wanted to finish my my conclusion about what.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
What it what how it began?
Okay.
Yes. And because we have so many people in the hall, and actually it was so well organized. So.
Oh, good.
It was great, and no one was no one distracted me during the exam, so everything was great.
Okay.
And despite of the amount of people, so I was very concentrated and not distracted by anyone. So about the exam, I'm pretty sure about my reading, listening, and writing.
Good.
I've done a lot using your system, and your template in writing helped me a lot. So I think you have great template, and it helped me really.
Awesome.
Really, 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 yes.
Okay.
A lot.
Cool. Good.
Or maybe awesome. Okay. Because so the topic in the first in the task one was something someone stole a case with documents with documents that was that were about my job. Some kind of secret information that was related to my project in the job, and I need to explain to my boss how it happened and what should I do and what should I have done.
Okay.
And something like that. And the task for and the topic for task two was about how sports events relates to the peace in the world.
Oh, interesting. I've seen that topic and, come up before. Yeah. Misha, I just want to backtrack a little bit. So just to give our listeners something to take away, because for task one, Misha, we worked together a few times in power hours, writing feedback. Like we worked together a few times before the exam. And I remember one of the comments that you worked on and I saw big improvement was including specific details about each bullet point. So do you feel like you brainstormed really good details?
Actually, I decided for myself to do not write the brainstorm on the paper because when I tried this a few times, I lost a big amount of time,
okay.
much amount of time. So, and for myself, I decided not to write my brainstorm.
Okay.
But still, I followed your strategy. So, I made up. Not my, or may came up or made up some ideas before I start writing, and then
good.
I started to write. I've wrote three bullet points for each paragraph, and with long sentences.
Perfect.
And not one sentences as you told me before. So yes, I try to follow your advice.
Okay,
and
awesome.
What's necessary? Yes,
awesome. And then for task two, you said that it sounds like it went pretty smoothly because you had this outline in your head of what the essay, how the essay should be organized. So were you able to use like all the linking words that we recommend and
yes, I okay. used all your linking words.
Awesome.
I remembered all your linking words, so I had direct structure in my head, so it was very easy to feel the structure. I just made up some things about
awesome.
The topics, and I'm not sure about my grammar or maybe my spelling. I tried to check after the. After I finished my writing,
yeah.
but actually in the end there was not enough time to check everything. I want to say that I'm pretty confident about. I think I did great, maybe not great, but at least good, and it's okay for 7. The only problem is my speaking. I'm pretty confident about my writing three models of writing. So I mean listening, reading, writing.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not sure that I will actually, to be honest, because I don't know my score still. I will find out the next Saturday.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think I will get 6.5.
Okay.
Probably 7, but I don't know, and I'm not so sure. During my second part of speaking test. I use some. I will tell you what the topic is about. The favorite dish that you tried in your past experience.
Okay.
So because dish is my actually yes I was prepared for that but but still this is the worst that I could get and got it. So I fulfilled, I'm not sure, wall to minutes, but I'm not sure about my coherence. I use some high-level words, like okay. cuisine.
Awesome.
And But I'm not sure about my coherence because I was trying to make up something during my speech, and I'm not sure that it was okay.
Yeah. So this is, I think this as like a last sort of tip. It is more difficult to be, to be fluent and coherent if you're trying to make stuff up on the spot. So I think that is a excellent last takeaway. Students, of course, if you have no idea, you have to make something up, right? Because you have to say something, but it's always better to talk about a real memory, right? It's easier. You can access details, vocabulary. It's more fluent. So anytime you have that option, always talk about a real memory if you can. But yeah, Misha, I'm sure you did fantastic. I mean, you're able to come on this podcast and you have no problem communicating. So I can't wait to hear your scores.
I will write my score just after I will get it. So I think in the next Sunday or this Sunday, you will see it in our Facebook group.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah. Let us know. I'm sure you did fantastically. Students, if you are ready to access all the strategies that helped Misha on his recent IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's /KEYS. And you could get all the practice to feel as confident as Misha does about his IELTS exam. Misha, you've worked so hard. You've participated in the Facebook group a lot. Like, you've been a very active learner, and I'm sure that you did really well. So yeah, let us know your scores. And I think your son needs you to play with him right now.
because I'm on my phones or my earphones, so I cannot listen to my son. You can hear it, but I can't. So I don't know what he's talking or what his sound, what sounds does he make in this moment. I have no idea what you're talking about, actually, Jessica. Okay. And for another deals, because I need not an average 7, I need 7 in each model. So if I will screw up my listening, so I think I will be back, and I'll try tomorrow. Actually, I have a plan B. I'll try PTE academic exam. Some people say that it's easier than IELTS, probably. I don't know. I will check it. And if I will fail again in PTE, I'll try an IELTS again. So I need 7 each model, and this is my aim.
Let's stay positive, Misha. Let's stay positive. Let's assume that you got all the 7s you needed this time. All right?
Maybe, probably. I hope. I'm really confident about all models except speaking. Maybe I'll. Actually, I think I don't want to be overconfident, but
of course.
I think reading and listening, 8. Maybe I've made some mistake, but I'm really confident about them.
Okay. Well, that's
so
good.
The only problem is my speaking.
I think a lot of students don't come away with great confidence in their speaking. That's always the part that you are like most nervous about and most doubtful about after the exam. So I think you're not alone in these doubts, Misha. All right. So
I'm sure I'm not alone.
Misha, I'm sure you did really well. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experience today.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Misha. Bye.
Saying goodbye, guys. Goodbye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.